Yes, it's exciting news. I mean, we're just really grateful that the RNC has recognized the work that Utah as a whole has played in the Republican community, and us getting this debate just kind of what it does is that it just acknowledges that we are a must-visit state now. We're no longer a flyover state. We are a must-visit state for Republican presidential candidates.
And, you know, the thought that occurred to me is why hasn't there been a debate here before? Because you would think with such a strong Republican base in this area that we would be a key place to come get some support if you're a Republican candidate.
Well, that's true, but I think the focus has always been in what they consider battleground states that could go Republican or Democrat, and Utah has been considered a safe state for Republicans, but we're more than that. When you look at just the volunteer component that we're able to activate so many Republicans to help in other states, the fundraising effort, and just the involvement of our elected officials on the national stage, on the Republican side, it's just there's just too much going on in Utah for presidential candidates to ignore.
Trying to think if there's anything else specific to the debate itself. Obviously, a lot of this is still up in the air. Do you have any insight from the RNC yet on what to expect?
Well, I've gone to enough of the presidential debates, so I kind of know the format of it. But where the RNC is right now is they have to they will determine a venue. The their media partner they still have to identify, and then the format will be determined by that media partner. And what we have requested is that we just have a very large venue because we know that many Utahns would want to come to the debate, and that's what we want to make sure happens from the Utah Republican Party.
Do you have any personal preferences, just as a Republican yourself, in terms of whether you'd rather have a town hall style or more of a podiums on a stage or what?
I want podiums on the stage, and I want a large Utah presence. So that's what I would like to see happen.
Since we're on the phone already, can I ask you about the South Carolina primary results?
Well, I think those results were the only, I think the only interesting thing that happened was Rubio moved from third to second. So that's an interesting development.
Interesting is a good word for it. I guess for me anyway, I was surprised that Jeb Bush dropped out so soon. I realized fourth place probably wasn't what he was looking for, but I felt like, you know, it's still pretty early.
Well, but you know, politics is an expectations game, and he came into the campaign as the considered front runner. And so that's what he was being measured against. And he wasn't able to, I think, achieve the expectation. So I think he did the correct thing and just go ahead and get out of the race sooner rather than later.
Do you think his endorsement helps one of the remaining candidates?
I mean,
assuming he does endorse somebody at some point.
Well, I think all endorsements have some effect. And I think based on the timing of it, that the question is the timing of his endorsement, how much of effect will it have? And I think when we get down to if it's a three-man race and they're still kind of closely, if they're still close, all of those endorsements are going to help move the needle.
Can't think of anything else I needed to ask, Mr. Evans. Is there anything that you'd like to add either about the debate or South Carolina or just, you know, life in general?
Well, it's just when we, in the near future, when we get final information from the RNC, we'll post on our website, utah.gop, how you can get tickets from the Utah Republican Party.
All right. Well, we will definitely be keeping an eye.
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much for the time on the phone this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, one last thing I forgot to mention about Republican Presidential Caucus.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, that's March 22nd. You can vote online. But you would have to register at our website, utah.gop, or you can attend your caucus in person. So just make sure everyone understands that it's a presidential caucus this year, not a primary. So in order to vote, you would have to either attend your caucus in person or register to vote online or cast an absentee ballot. So there are three ways that you can vote.
You know, I'm grateful that you mentioned that because I didn't realize online was an option for the caucus.
Yes. Yes. And right at utah.gop where it says caucus information pre-register, you click on that, and then you register, and you can select the online voting option.